you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thanking you for being with us, and thank you to those of you who did participate in helping to feed orphans with us, Food for Orphans. My friend Gary Van Dyke was with us for parts of the last week, and he obviously very strongly made the case that these little kids deserve a free and fighting chance at life, and just giving them a little bit of food helps them do that. Would you call today if you intended to give a gift? We had three of the 100 children that we were trying to get fed for next year that are not yet fed as of this minute. 888-242-0069, $33 a month for 12 months or a one-time gift of $396, will feed three orphan children for the entire year of 2021, rather. So if you would call now, 888-242-0069. This breaking news this afternoon, the Supreme Court has decided that it will not hear the Pennsylvania case challenge that was appealed up the chain to the Supreme Court. The decision to not hear this case kind of puts at an end the future of that case being considered for the check on election integrity for 2020, which is kind of sad for people that have a lot of dissatisfaction with how the election integrity was carried out. In dissent, Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito on the matter of hearing the case, Barrett, Kavanaugh, and Roberts all dodged. They decided not to offer an opinion at all. But the liberal wing of the party ended up winning the argument 4-3. The decision to rewrite rules seemed to have affected too few ballots to change the outcome of any federal election, but that may not be the case in the future, wrote Justice Clarence Thomas. These cases provide us with an ideal opportunity to address just what the authority non-legislative officials have to set election rules and to do so well before the next election cycle. The refusal to do so is inexplicable. No, Justice Thomas, actually, it's very explainable. The decision not to hear it by four liberal judges that don't want strict constructionist constitutional law to be the rule of the land. It's not hard to believe at all. It's just very, very sad. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.